Nearly 90% of the wetlands in the Midwest are gone. They've been replaced by farm fields and development. A study in the February issue of Conservation Biology says despite the change, most of the native species have survived in the remaining wetlands. Co-author David Jenkins is a biologist at the University of Illinois. He says a study of crustaceans shows more than 90% of those species are surviving in isolated shallow ponds and puddles. He says there is far more biodiversity tucked away in the Midwest than previously thought, but says the remaining wetlands must be protected.
So it's kind of a catch-22 in that the species that have still been hanging on are less likely to be able to hang on if we were to lose more wetlands.
Some state legislatures are considering measures that might help protect these types of wetlands, although discussions are still in the early stages. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Wheelhouse.